With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
I want to thank our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America has everything you need. A premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL and NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. If you're looking for rookie sensations, they've got that. How about timeless legends? They've got that. Panini America also breaking new ground on NIL, featuring the biggest names. Caitlin Clark's in there, Angel Reese, J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix Jr., and so many more. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net. Some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out their most popular brands. They got Prizm, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And you got Panini Instant Cards celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen, such as Draft Night Instance. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Well, if you like a draft where you have no idea what's going to happen, you'll be entertained tomorrow night, that's for sure. Final hour coming up, and get an idea of what's going to happen with Baker Mayfield and Deebo Samuel. Maybe Deebo just stays there. Maybe San Francisco pays him. Isn't that the best place for him? Do you want to go to a place where they're going to weaken themselves because they have to give up a couple of first-round draft picks for you? He wants to get paid. You know, Tyreek Hill, Devontae Adams, Amari Cooper, they've all been dealt to new teams this offseason, and now you have Deebo Samuel looking to land a similar deal. And you start to, you know, if you look at Cooper Kupp's contract that he signed prior to last year, he had arguably the greatest season in the history of that position. Now, we can have some arguments there, but one of the greatest, nobody's going to argue that. I think the Rams got him for... was it 3 years, $47 million, Pauly?
Exactly. Three years, 47. And they said in this, after this year, some people estimate that would be more like a 5 year 100, where the first 60 or 70 would have been guaranteed.
The Packers and Chiefs got two first round picks combined for Hill and Adams, not to mention whichever team lands Deebo will be expected to sign him to a long term deal. It's one thing when you get him, you have to give up something, and then you have to sign him. But, you know, Tom Pelissero, a great reporter for the NFL Network, joined his first hour, and he said he just doesn't see them getting rid of Deebo Samuel. They'll somehow try to figure this out. And probably after the first round, we'll get a better idea of what's going to happen with Baker Mayfield. I don't trust anybody who tells you anything publicly in this business. When it comes to the NFL, no. When Carolina says, hey, we might be interested in a quarterback here, that they reportedly went to Sam Darnold to cushion the blow if they draft a quarterback. Hey, we want to let you know, Sam, we might draft a quarterback. Okay, it's a good story, but would you telegraph this unless you wanted to telegraph this for maybe other reasons? Why would you tell anybody what you're going to do? We don't know what Jacksonville's doing at the top of the draft. And they have no competition. It's like, you have the number one pick. Take whoever you want. We're not sure who we're taking. But when it comes to these quarterbacks, and I think most of these quarterbacks are second-round picks. Second-round talents, I should say. But you know, every year quarterbacks are taken higher than they should. Some fall to lower than they should. And somebody's going to probably get a bargain here. You know, Desmond Ridder, the quarterback at Cincinnati, has a lot of potential. Got to get better with completion percentage, but I watched yesterday, the Mothership had a draft special. Dan Orlovsky had a breakdown on Desmond Ridder of Cincinnati. If you can find it, I would encourage you to watch that. When you see an analyst actually teach you something, not just tell you, show you. And Orlovsky was unbelievable with one play from Desmond Ridder. It wasn't even a touchdown. It wasn't a big game. It was against Indiana. But what he did in showing you what scouts, coaches, and GMs would be looking for in a quarterback was really remarkable. I texted him after I watched it. I said, that was well done. Really well done. Because I learned something. Nobody was shouting at me. Nobody was, you know, how do we talk about the Cowboys or Baker Mayfield? It was Desmond Ridder. You're not going to stop what you're doing to go, oh, they're breaking down Desmond Ridder. But what he showed me and told me in that two-minute clip breakdown was really unbelievable. And I love seeing that when you have smart TV. And I think a lot of Orlovsky, because he knows the position. He didn't play it well. He'll acknowledge that, but he knows it. And to see what they see, that's what I want to know. How do you make me smarter? And Orlovsky made me smarter with Desmond Ridder. I did reach out. As soon as I saw that clip, I reached out to a source who's a scout, and I said, hey, Orlovsky just broke down Desmond Ridder. And he said, look, great upside, love a lot of things there. It's just sometimes decision-making, you got to complete at least 60% of your passes. That would be the big thing. Now, can you get a bargain? Yes. Also, I was told somebody's going to go up for that 32nd pick in the first round because you want to get that quarterback on a five-year deal. That's really important. Teddy Bridgewater, Lamar Jackson, you want to go up and get them, pick them off. You know, is Malik Willis going to be there? Don't think so. It might be Sam Howell, could be Matt Corral. You know, maybe the Lions are going to be taking a quarterback there instead of, you know, really high in the draft. But Paulie got all excited when he heard the Carolina Panthers saying, hey, you know what, we might be taking a quarterback in the first round. That they liked a couple of quarterbacks there. I don't believe you. Unless you're saying, hey, Carolina's going to take a quarterback. We've got, I mean, are you that dumb where you go, did you hear what they said? They might take a quarterback. We better go up to the Giants who are in front of Carolina, and then we're going to get our quarterback. There's no quarterback in the draft that I'd be jumping up. I would wait if somebody falls in my lap and you have to take them, like Pittsburgh at 20. If Malik Willis is there and you love him, then you take him. Kenny Pickett, you take him. Yeah, Paul.
You only need one GM to get nervous and twitchy. It's like John Lynch with the Niners convinced the Bears they were going to take a quarterback, and they traded up one spot to get Mitch Trubisky and gave up a lot to go up a spot. It's wild, but it's a terrible. Even if Trubisky worked out, they could have got him for nothing.
Yeah. There's no competition. It's like the Giants, you know, they tried to tell us, Dave Gettleman, hey, if we didn't take him, Washington was going to. Washington was taking Dwayne Haskins because Daniel Snyder, his son, I guess, went to high school with Dwayne Haskins, knew him, and was going to take him. I don't think anybody was taking Daniel Jones. A lot of talent, but okay. He's kind of standard quarterback. He's okay. Bulls, Bucks coming up tonight. Nuggets at the Warriors. The Heat close out the Hawks. Grizzlies up 3-2 on the Timberwolves, and the Suns up 3-2 on the Pelicans. We've touched on a lot of this with Ja Morant. Not the greatest dunk of all time, not the greatest playoff dunk of all time, but I do have respect for the dunk in the moment of kind of energizing your team, your fan base, to come back from 13 points down. You know, one thing that stood out with the Hawks and the Heat is Trae Young disappeared. You don't have Jimmy Butler or Kyle Lowry, and you're Trae Young, and you can't light up the Heat? Wow. That's embarrassing. Unless you're injured, they didn't have Jimmy Butler or Kyle Lowry. He just had a, you know, you get into those funks. You know, you'll have guys, they call it getting in the zone where you can't miss. And then you have these moments where you can't make. But you got to force the action. And he wasn't even forcing up shots there. We'll talk to Reggie Miller about that coming up. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at dpshow. We spent a little bit of time talking about the HBO. It's not a documentary. It's a docudrama on the Lakers. Now, it's based off Jeff Perlman's book, The Lakers and Showtime. And I'm watching the first episode, and I'm 10 minutes in, and I'm already mad. Because Jerry West, you know, was the architect for a lot of these great Laker teams, you know, Hall of Famer for the Lakers, and, you know, frequent guest and one of my idols growing up. And I'm watching how he's being portrayed, really as somebody who's out of control. Anger issues. Breaking a golf club at the golf course. You know, taking his MVP trophy that he won when they lost in the finals to the Celtics, and he's trying to destroy it. I mean, he comes off as unhinged, comes off as a troubled person. And look, he might be. I just felt really bad, you know, that people who don't know Jerry West might only know him for that. And he deserves better than that. But it's a docudrama. It's sort of based, loosely based on stories or reporting. I understand all of that. You know, there's a moment where Dr. Jerry Buss is being consoled by somebody that his wife is dying, and then he eventually is trying to have sex with the person who's consoling him. I don't know if it's a true story. Dr. Jerry Buss is no longer alive. But that's, you know, sometimes you do these things. I know it's loosely based. But if I'm that person, or I'm, you know, that's a family member, people watching don't know that. People look at that and go, oh, man, Jerry West was crazy. Like, he just deserves better than that. And I felt bad. And we've tried to have Jerry on. You know, I think Jerry's going to sue. And he's talking about taking this, you know, to the Supreme Court. Defamation of character. And I don't know if it's the right thing to object to it. But this is Jerry. Like, he's competitive, and you know, he might be that person. He might be angry. It didn't feel like that they presented him in a light that one of the greatest, you know, he's probably the second greatest front office person in history behind Red Auerbach. But, you know, when you add a little bit, when something's based on a story or based on a true story, you're going to add to it. There are things, you know, you can go through Straight Outta Compton. You know, the movie about Ice Cube and company. And he said there are things that didn't happen, but, you know, you're going to overemphasize something. I get it. It's just, I don't know if people are watching that thinking, oh, this is loosely based, or, you know, they're just trying to overdramatize something. And I can't imagine, and maybe Jerry didn't watch it. Well, maybe he's watched some of the clips, but I can't imagine that first episode. And you're the logo. And you start watching. And it's only 5 minutes in, you're like, oh, my God, what are they doing to him? Like, I was mad. And maybe Jerry was like that back then. Maybe he was. But I have to. It hurt me. It really did. Because I have so much respect for him. And if he does, you know, he talked about growing up. Now imagine growing up and your father's an alcoholic, abusing your mom, and Jerry goes to bed with a shotgun under his mattress because he's going to kill his dad. The next time this happens, I'm blowing your head off. All right. Try growing up in that, you know, kind of world and not be affected. And I just felt bad. I did. And we had Jason Clark on, and he portrays Jerry in the, you know, the docudrama. John C. Reilly, we had him on. He plays Dr. Buss. But yeah, I was really bummed out. Yeah, Todd.
Yeah, when I was watching it, and again, we're not there, but you take those kind of liberties. I don't know, where do you draw the line when it comes to slander, libel, and things like that? Everyone knows he's portraying Jerry West. We had the actor on the show, but just it seems like there's got to be a line there where you can't just kind of make up stuff.
Yeah, I'm pulling.
And the book and the TV show are two different things. No one's accusing the book of being factually incorrect. At least at this juncture, I haven't seen anyone accusing the book. But, you know, a screenwriter takes the book and says, give me the best parts. Let me pick, you know, cherry pick the dramatic parts, the salacious parts, and let me pump them up with a script, because nobody has the text of what was said in private meetings. There's just no way to have that.
Yeah. Yeah, Seton.
Well, we happen to be in a unique situation where we can watch back what we do and then like judge ourselves based on how something came across. And there's a lot of times that I'll watch something back that we did and I'm like, wow, I sound like a real jerk.
Yeah.
Like I sound like a real a-hole and I don't really like the way that I came across. Sometimes it's hard to watch someone's impression of you or something that maybe you did and you don't like the way that that looks and it hurts, you know, but that doesn't mean that it's completely inaccurate.
And I know that Jerry liked Sidney Moncrief, wanted to take Sidney Moncrief instead of Magic Johnson. I know that. That story's been out there. I get it. Sidney Moncrief is a great player. I think he's in the Hall of Fame as well. He's not Magic, but it just felt like, man, in the first 15 minutes of that first episode, it was like, damn, can we get something nice about Jerry? And it just felt like it was just compressed into that. I just thought, God, it's a, and look, I'm defensive. I'm going to be defensive until he dies. And even then after I will be, and I, you know, I'm not unbiased with this, but I just, that was tough. That one was tough to watch. And then Jerry, I think, is going to sue. Chris in L.A. Hey, Chris.
Good morning, Dan. I'm glad you got into this because a lot of people in L.A. don't like this. I have a problem with HBO trying to make it seem like it's just a docudrama because, as someone just said there, it's based on real people. So as a general public, as a viewer, we don't know what part is real. We don't know which part is fake. And to say that, well, it's docudrama and we take poetic license, I think that's wrong. To me, it would be like if I did a story on Dan Patrick and the Danettes, and then I put in there that one of you is leaving the show, frequently going to a seedy area looking for prostitutes or something. The viewer doesn't know what, the right?
Fritzy.
The viewer doesn't know which is real and
what's
not.
Wow, hidden cameras. Oh. Hidden cameras following me around.
Yeah. Well, I need a second source on that, Chris.
I'm just saying, it's wrong. And the first show where they showed Norm Nixon calling Magic dumb and country and all that, I was like, I mean, that, I don't know. It doesn't sit well. And I don't blame Jerry for being upset and possibly trying to sue them for defamation and seeing where it goes. But HBO doubled down on it being a docudrama. I just think that's a poor excuse.
Thank you, Chris. I mean, I'd like to have a documentary on this, not a docudrama. That's sort of based. Yeah, Marv.
I think the Lakers are coming out with one about the 80s Lakers with participation from...
Well, that's based off Magic. I think, isn't that what the documentary is
about? I think
about?
There's another one on top of it. I'll double check.
All right, let me take a break. Reggie Miller will join us, and we're back after this Dan Patrick Show. U.S. Postal Inspection Service received almost 300,000 complaints of mail theft during 2020. That's up 160% compared to the previous year. Man, there's so much information out there. Tax time. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. Every single day, we put information out there. In an instant, a cyber criminal can steal what's yours. Sometimes even harm your finances, your credit, your reputation. That's why it's a good thing there's LifeLock. LifeLock helps detect a wide range of identity threats, like your social security number for sale on the dark web. If they detect that information has potentially been compromised, they send you an alert. You have access to a dedicated restoration specialist if you become a victim. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can help protect what's yours with LifeLock by Norton. Join now. Save up to 25% off your first year. Make sure you use the promo code Patrick. 1-800-LIFELOCK, or you can go to LifeLock.com. Use the promo code Patrick for 25% off. 1-800-LIFELOCK or LifeLock.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app, at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app. It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a Robot Pachinko Machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
The Lakers announced on Monday a 9-part documentary series will air on Hulu in 2022. They said this a while ago. The project will be helmed by Jeannie Buss. And according to the release by the team, the series will cover the last four decades of Laker basketball. And Pat Riley, Phil Jackson, Magic, Kareem, Shaq all are going to be involved. The release also promises never-before-seen interview footage from the late owner, Jerry Buss. So this was last year they announced that, and this is coming out sometime in 2022. All right. We'll get to more phone calls coming up. We make way for Reggie Miller, NBA Hall of Famer. He did Pelicans Suns last night and on the call for Game 6 in New Orleans. That'll be tomorrow night, 7:30 Eastern on TNT. Reg, good to have you back. Is there any chance that Zion could play tomorrow night?
No.
Okay.
Look, I've been calling and clamoring for it, but you see him in warmups and... He looks overweight. But some of the moves he is making in his warm-ups, oh, my goodness. And that's why I keep yelling to the rooftops, if you can go through your legs two times and reverse 360 jam, you can give me 15 minutes, Theodore. You can give me 15 minutes. But I think the Pelicans are going to err on the side of caution, and they are in such a rhythm right now with the nucleus that has gotten them to this point. I don't think they want to kind of mess up the apple cart.
Do you think he wants to play and they don't want him to play?
I think if I'm sitting over there and I'm Zion Williamson and I feel I could help this team, sure, any player wants to feel that they could be out there to, you know, help their squad out.
This feels like the opposite of the Nets with Ben Simmons. That
I don't know. Look, it's hard for me. You know, people always ask me now, you know, I've been retired 15 plus years. Do I miss the game? And I tell them during the regular season, not so much because of the travel and the day-to-day wear and tear. What I miss the most about NBA is now the playoffs. And to see some of our young stars not want to be a part of it. And now, again, I know injuries are a part of it, and I'm not saying Zion does not want to be a part of it. But this is the best time of the year because you're going against the best, and it's the adjustments and the everyday stress is what I missed about the playoffs, the adjustments, and just hand-to-hand, head-to-head mental challenge battle. And I'm sure if Zion could play, if was allowed to play, he would be out there. But just looking at his body, he doesn't look like he's 100% in shape. And when you get to this level of the playoffs, you've got to be all in.
Well, you did say this about Ben Simmons. Out for game four, this dude has zero competitive fire. He did say that he wasn't going to play in game three. There was a chance he was going to play in game four. I just don't know what it is. If it is, you know, that there's something deeper to this. I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out. I'm trying to be sensitive to it. But after a while, you're like, look, if you think you can play, then this isn't mental. This is about physical. And what treatment are you getting? You know, it just feels like it's fair game to be able to ask him some of these things because he keeps hinting. And somebody's leaking this information to the media saying, hey, you know what? He's been pain-free for 10 days, been working out. He could play and get, like, I'm baffled at what happened this entire year with Ben Simmons.
The Nets easily could have won game one. Easily could have won game two. They come back home down love two. And as a former basketball player, and during my time, you know, I wouldn't say bad ankles, but I would twist my ankles from time to time and being able to play through that pain. Case in point against MJ during the conference finals. At some point, and, you know, for him to say, I'm not going to play game three, but I could play game four. If you could play game four, you could play game three when your team needs you the most. So you let that slide. Then when you go down 3-0, you can't come back and say, my back is hurting, I had a misstep. The optics of it just looks bad. You can't hint of coming back and then all of a sudden be put back on the shelf. That was the whole point I was making because they need you. And as slim of a chance as it was, they were never going to come back and win that series. But you still do have Kevin Durant and a Kyrie. And if you win one game, you don't know, someone could twist the ankle in Boston, and they be down one guy. It's possible, not likely, but it was possible. But go out there for 15, 18 minutes. You know, give your fan base something to look forward to for next season. But to totally shelf it, and that's what you've done all season long, I think that's what frustrates people. So that's why I say the competitive fight, you've got to have, you have to have it. And number two, your team has got to feel like they can trust you.
Do you think he plays for the Nets? Do you think he wants to play? I mean, like next year? What happens in the offseason where all of a sudden he's ready to go and he's a different player?
I guess we'll see next October now, won't we?
Yeah.
I mean, he won't play in the summer league. They won't risk that. So we'll just have to wait till next October.
It's crazy.
But if you're the Nets, don't you have to wait and see what this looks like with Kevin Durant and Kyrie and Ben Simmons? I mean, you made the trade. If not, you basically gave James Harden away, which at this point, I mean, James is not looking great, but at least he's playing and he's capable.
Man, I would have him play in the summer league, Reg. I at some point, I got to have him out there.
There is no way they're going to risk him playing in the summer league. No. Because if he plays in the summer league against G League and rookies and he gets shown up, that fan base will go crazy. They can't risk him looking bad or not looking up to par after having all this time off. They are not going to risk him playing in a summer league game.
Talking to Reggie Miller, he'll be on the call game 6 tomorrow night, 7:30 Eastern on TNT, the Pelicans and the Suns. Booker is not going to be back for this series?
No.
Okay.
He's done. And he very well could be done the start, if they were to advance, the start of the next round. I mean, these things take 2 to 3 weeks, and we're coming up on game 6 tomorrow.
Luka was out for a while as well with the calf.
Hamstring and a calf strain, two different things.
Okay.
Two different things. But, again, you never know. And we talk about competitive fire. Devin Booker has it. I think if it was up to Devin Booker, he probably would risk it. But he was out 2.5-3 weeks on the right one. I believe he had in December or January. I think this one is the left one. So I think they're going to err on the side of caution. You don't win 32 games on the road, 32 games at home, 64 wins without having some hiccups. Both Chris Paul and Devin Booker at times have missed a chunk of time, and they didn't miss a beat. So I think that's what they're counting on, their experience, their finals experience from a year ago. And they are a deep team, and there are a bunch of role players that understand that. You just hope they're not taxing Chris Paul, because last night going into halftime, he was absolutely gassed. And they're putting a lot on his plate.
Yeah.
And that's why other guys like Mikal Bridges, who played great, playoff career high 31 points, those kind of guys have to step up and play a significant role.
Ja Morant last night, the Grizzlies come back from 13 down, and he had a dunk heard around the NBA. You know, recency bias. Well, that's got to be the greatest playoff dunk of all time. It's not. It was impressive because it helped that team win a game. That's the most important thing out of this. You got a few all-time playoff dunks that you want to bring up?
I would say, was the Dr. J cuff over Michael Cooper, was that a playoff game? Or was that a regular season game?
I think that was playoffs. That would have been finals.
That's one of them. I'm trying to think another all-time dunk in a game. I'm sure Michael has a few.
Scotty over Ewing?
Oh, yeah, Scotty definitely over Ewing. Then throwing him down, walking over to them, walking over to Spike Lee, telling him to sit his – yeah, that's classic. That whole – I kind of like that one. That's a good one.
John Starks dunking on the Bulls in the playoffs, the left-handed.
Yes, left-handed.
KJ dunking on Olajuwon, left-handed.
Very nice, yes.
But here's the other thing, Reg. When you dunk on somebody, there's somebody up there to greet you at the rim. Not, I'm going to stand here and take a charge. That's not dunking on somebody.
But it is, because if you look at where Ja took off.
All right, the dotted line.
Right?
All right.
And cocked it all the way back.
But the guy, nobody was guarding him up there. It was just he had to maneuver around Malik Beasley.
That is something, Theodore. You and I are talking because we're experienced three-point shooters. We don't get to navigate way up there, you and I.
Well, you don't. That's
well,
why
you used to at Dayton.
That's why I still have I have a knee replacement, Reg. What, Paulie?
Dan, we're forgetting a dunk. Reggie Miller versus the Nets. Kenyon Martin, Jason Kidd. I think
that's
it was an
right.
overtime.
I dunked on the whole Nets team. And for the record, Paulie, I do have to say this. That was my last official in-game dunk ever. So that was the last time I ever dunked in a game, which I wish I would have saved it for that Detroit series when Tayshaun was coming from behind.
Oh.
I had nothing left in the tank.
Oh.
I had nothing left in the tank.
Damn.
I know.
You still think about that, don't you?
Yeah, because it was a goaltend. Okay, wait. All right. Okay, I'm not going to. I can't go there because they didn't call it. Yes, I do think about it, Theodore.
What advice would you give? Okay, let me preface this by saying, you know, I see Ja Morant at age 22 attacking the rim, and we've seen players, young players, attacking the rim, and then they eventually, you know, develop other skills. You either get hurt or you change, or you get hurt and change. You know, Jordan stopped going to the hoop. Iverson stopped attacking. Derrick Rose stopped attacking. What advice would you give Ja Morant, a 22-year-old Ja Morant, right now with his game?
I'm not going to tell him to stop at all. I love his aggressiveness. I think
you wouldn't worry about him getting hurt.
Over time, he will figure it out. I guess we could throw Dwayne Wade in there
as
well.
Yeah.
You don't want to take away a player's ability to think and to react on the fly. Look. All the guys that you just mentioned, Hall of Famers, they figured it out in time. Now, he missed, what, like 25 games this year? And I think the way he approaches the game, I'm not going to put a saddle on a dude where his biggest attribute is being able to break down the defense. Now, learning how to fall, knowing how to roll, that will come in time. But I'm not going to say, like, dude, you need to start working on your jump shot because you're taking too many hits. No, because what he's doing, he gets the Grizzlies in the bonus early. He puts pressure on bigs. He gets guys in foul trouble. I am not going to try to put a saddle on a wild horse. I'll try to tame him the older he gets. But you be you, Ja, and continue to be great.
Can you help me understand what bus rider and bus driver and what the hell Charles Barkley and Kevin Durant are arguing about here, Reg?
Oh, my God. I think it changes every day, truthfully.
Do you consider – is Kevin Durant a bus driver or a bus rider?
Well, here's the thing, because – it depends on what size.
Wait. You didn't answer that. Is he a bus? Was he riding the bus or driving the bus with the Warriors?
Well, he was a finals MVP back-to-back years.
Okay.
Okay? So to me, that's somewhat driving the bus.
Okay.
Where he could have been a rider is you joined the 73 and 19 to get those two rings.
Yeah.
That's what people on both sides of the fence will say if you're a Kevin Durant fan and if you're not. But, I mean, you don't get back-to-back finals MVP and average 35 points against LeBron James if you're not a bus driver.
Yeah, I thought Charles was a bus rider. He tried to join Houston with, you know, those stars there, and he got out of Philly to go to Phoenix. So, I mean, there's part of that if you want to get real particular, he tried to bus ride to get a title in Houston.
True. But I think all those guys, when he was in Houston, were past their prime. Clyde, Hakeem, and Charles, and Scotty.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys were just trying to get together for one last hurrah.
See, you're a bus driver. You never got on somebody else's bus. You were always driving the bus in Indiana for nearly two decades.
But maybe I should have been a bus rider because that's what all... See, it's funny because we knock Kevin Durant for being a bus rider, bus driver.
Yeah.
But the media says the championship matters, championships. Reggie didn't win a championship. But so, you know, we knock him from being a rider versus a driver. At the end of the day, media, which one is more important, loyalty or championships or both?
Well, give me the team you almost went to. Was it Boston you were going to come back and play for that team that won the title?
Yeah, but that wasn't given. They weren't considered the favorites, but it was close.
But you would have won a title.
Yeah, in hindsight, but going into that season, did everyone be like, oh, they're going to win? It wasn't set that they were going to win a championship.
But if you knew that they were going to win a championship, would you have come back and played?
I couldn't do it because all the tears I shed in Indiana with that fan base, we cried together on all those, you know, those hurtful Knicks losses, Bulls losses, Lakers losses in the finals. It wouldn't be fair for me to be on a podium or a stage popping bub because I won my one championship. And in Indiana, we, as a team, we grew up together. We had the heartaches together. I can't be sipping champagne and getting a ring, and I didn't do it for y'all. That's just my mentality. That's just my thinking.
All right. That's fair.
And I'm not saying it's right because, you know, people on Twitter will go crazy that I didn't win a championship. Okay, I'm cool with that. But at least I went down swinging and fighting.
Would you join another radio show if you could have a better chance to win?
Don't you think Colin Cowherd has been calling left and right for me to join his show? You think Skip Bayless?
Skip's not calling.
Don't always call me to come on?
No.
Absolutely. You think I'm going to jump ship to go on one of those shows when I'm on the premier show of all time?
All right.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know what? We haven't won anything, Reg. We're the Pacers.
You know what? That's why we're in the same boat. When we win our first one, it's going to be like we won five together.
We're the Indiana Pacers of sports talk radio.
But we're coming. We're coming for you, PTI, Wilbon, Kornheiser. We're coming for y'all.
Yeah, those punks. Reg will be on the call tomorrow night, 7:30 Eastern on TNT, the Pelicans and the Suns. Thank you, Reg. Safe travels.
Love you, Theodore, and I love my Danettes.
Take a break. Back after this. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation broke ground on its Do Good Village in Land O'Lakes, Florida. It's the first of its kind. It's a community of 110 homes for the foundation's program recipients, so together families can heal. It's a special place. Families know that their neighbors understand and care. A community where the children of our nation's fallen or catastrophically injured heroes can grow and experience life, and they can do that together. The foundation's Do Good Village is going to help those families beyond measure. And really, it's you helping them. That there was an extraordinary donation of many acres of land and then your generosity. And I'll tell you how you can help in a moment. With every mortgage-free home, the foundation makes good on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices our heroes have made for our country and our communities. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers. That's T2T.org. So $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers. That's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. Thank you. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Yesterday, we brought up the six-year anniversary of Laremy Tunsil being drafted by the Miami Dolphins. But the story was the gas mask that he had. And this was 10 minutes before he's going to be drafted. His social media was hacked. And then we saw him with this gas mask on when he was in college. Well, Laremy Tunsil just tweeted, "For the past 6 years, I've been asked about this moment, the gas mask. I have spent 6 years trying to do rather than say on the field and off the field. Fall 2021, I spoke with Complex, that's a sports website, for the first time about this moment today, the day before draft day. I'm officially moving on and putting this moment in the past. I'm minting one of one NFT of the infamous gas mask video to be listed." Yes! Yes! "A portion of the proceeds will benefit Last Prisoner PR, which supports those incarcerated for cannabis offenses." So this is a NFT of Laremy Tunsil with the gas mask. Yeah, see.
How do we raise the money to buy this? I've never seen an NFT before that I was like, oh, I think I should buy this one. I want to buy this one.
Can you get a hold of our friends at Panini and ask them if they can help us with this?
100%.
Yes, Paulie.
What if Panini went even further and did a Laremy Tunsil one of one actual card that was scratch and sniff, if you know what I mean?
So cannabis.
Whatever, or smell whatever,
whatever
you think.
Yeah.
Whatever was in that mask.
I like it.
Scratch and sniff Panini, Laremy Tunsil one of one.
Reefer.
Smoke them if you got them.
Yes. I like it. Now, ask Panini, see what they if they can help us with that.
Yeah.
Allen Iverson is going to join us tomorrow. AI. Been a while. It's been probably a decade since we've had AI on. Jason in Nebraska joins us now. Hi, Jace. What's on your mind?
Hey, Danny. Dan, it's love you guys. Polygenius idea. you guys have been bringing up some great TV series, but just wanted to let you know. Well, I'm sure you brought it up actually a couple days ago, Dan, but Better Call Saul's last season. It's on fire. Really excelente. And then just, you know, Marvin is his unique self. I know he is on the show. But just wanted to ask if he's becoming McLovin a little bit. I noticed the Blue Jays hat. So just wondering if he's kind of selling out, you know, kind of like McLovin would do at times. And I hate to bring it up, but Dan, the mothership, they have it out for you again. They did it again. 30 for 30, Greg Norman's collapse at the Masters. You had two voiceovers. I bet your hair was killing it those days. You have one cameo. Oh, brother. Oh, Lord, no. It was terrible. Let's go, Mets.
All right. Thank you, Jason. Yeah, I had some people did a screenshot of my hair in the Greg Norman 30 for 30.
What was wrong with it?
Oh, I thought it looked like midseason form. I think that they had VOs, voiceovers of me, and they didn't show me on camera. And, you know, Jason thinks that maybe something was nefarious there. But I was there. I covered that. And so I guess that's why they included me in it. Yeah, Paul.
If ESPN had 30 for 30 had used a picture of you with subpar hair, would you have pulled a Jerry
then
West?
Then I would sue.
Considered a sue.
Yeah, I would take it to the Supreme Court. Absolutely. IndyCar's month of May kicks off in Barber. Then the countdown is on to the greatest spectacle in racing history. It's the Indy 500. Sunday, 1 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. By the way, daring, safe, stylish, sporty. We're none of those things. But the 2022 Mercedes-Benz sedan family checks all the boxes except inside the box. Check out one of the one-of-a-kind vehicles at your local Mercedes-Benz dealer. Learn more at MBUSA.com. Mark in L.A. Hi, Mark. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Good morning. Just one thing again about the Jerry West portrayal. Can you have Adam McKay come on and just ask him what was going through his head to come up with this kind of stuff?
Yeah, we could reach out to him. Thank you, Mark. I just don't like when something's based off of it, because I don't think the audience is educated enough for the most part to go, oh, that's real, or that's sort of real, or that's not real. I mean, you're asking a lot of the audience. And that's why I felt bad for Jerry West. If he was like this, was he always like this? I mean, that's the thing. It was just, had a problem with it. Todd, what'd you learn today?
You're already starting the campaign Ben Simmons for most improved player next year.
Satan?
If our audience was Jay Billis, 70% would become the NCAA president.
Oh, Marv?
We're the Pacers of radio.
Paulie?
Reggie Miller dunk on the Nets.
If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company, and that's what you get with Discover. Matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Learn more, discover.com/match. Limitations apply. Talk to you tomorrow. Thank you. One more item as we close out this show. Flood damage is the most common home insurance claim and one of the most expensive. Seton mentioned this yesterday. He came home one day and he could hear, you know, water running. And he thought, oh, that's weird. And
you then know, the funny part of that is, too, is that then you you realize, like, when you own your own home,
And
you're like, oh, wait, who do I call? Should I call my landlord? Or, oh, no, you're the landlord now.
Yes. This is before Seton had Simply Safe. So Simply Safe would let you know. Terry, for example, was at her daughter's wedding the weekend that she got a call from Simply Safe. They detected water in her basement. And this is just moments after it started leaking. Protecting against floods is one of the many reasons more than 4 million people trust their home protection to Simply Safe. With Simply Safe 24/7 professional monitoring, you always have somebody looking out for you. Go to simplysafedan.com, claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off with interactive monitoring. Don't be like Seton. simplysafedan.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, I haven't even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.